我们继续来学习《尼希米记》第四章。
Thank the grace of our Lord. We should continue with chapter 4 of book Nehemiah.
啊，这个第四章是啊，工作与征战。
In this chapter, it is work and battle.
重修城墙的工作啊，跟重建圣殿的工作啊，性质不相同。
The building a city wall is different from building a temple.
重建圣殿啊，在属灵的这个教训上，就是我们福音的传扬。
To build a temple, is to spread the gospel, today.
当时他们所面对的就是一些在撒玛利亚当地的那些撒玛利亚人。
At the time, the people they were facing, were the people of Samaritan.
他们想要来破坏啊，这个阻挡这个重建圣殿的工作。
And the Samaritan, they were trying to oppose to the rebuilding of the wall.
但是所罗巴伯他们
of the temple
拒绝他们的这种参与。
However, Zerubbabel he had refused the involvement.
虽然他们使用一些诡计想要来阻挡破坏，但是没有办法成功。
Although the Samaritan they try to use some tricks to oppose to their rebuilding of the temple, but they were not successful.
后来就是借着王的势力啊，强迫他们停工。
And it was only through the power of the king that forced them to stop their work.
虽然是停了一段时间，但是在神的看顾之下，最后复工。很快就完工。
Although they were being opposed in their work and they stopped their work for a period of time, but it was through the guidance of the Lord that they were able to resume working and building the temple.
那我们发现了他这种仇敌的阻挡是比较单纯。
And therefore we can see that the enemy opposition is quite simple.
实际上也比较容易对付。
And it's easy, to deal with them.
就像我们在要带领人来信主的时候。
It's just like when we're trying to bring people to come to believe in the Lord.
我们同样会面对撒旦的阻挡。
Similarly, we'll face with opposition from Satan.
但是这些阻挡，我们发现我们都很容易来应付。
But we know that all this opposition, can be dealt with.With easily.
但是啊，我们从尼希米记看到这个重修城墙的工作。
However, from the book of Nehemiah, when we see his work involving the rebuilding of the city wall,
尼希米所面对的这些仇敌就不一样。
The enemy that Nehemiah was facing were different.
这些仇敌啊，几乎是如影随形，一直都是在旁边作对。
And this enemy were around them all the time, posing lots of resistance to their work.
还没有动工以前，他就开始先动了。
And before they even start working, this enemy started working.
那在工作的当中呢，不断的一直来作对。
And in their work, in their process of rebuilding the wall, the enemy were trying to resist.Their work.
甚至于说你工作工程完毕了，他还要对付你。
And even they stopped working, this enemy was still trying to give them trouble.
这种敌对啊，这个是跟重建圣殿的性质就完全不一样。
So this kind of enemy is a different kind of enemy. This Ezra was facing when they were building the temple.
因为这个尼希米记啊，重修城墙的这个工作啊。在属灵上来讲，就是我们个人灵修的工程，教会整个团契的建立。
In the book of Nehemiah, when it's talk about the rebuilding of the wall, it talks about the building of a fellowship in church.
那我们灵修的工程要面对的就是我们肉体当中的私欲和那个情欲。
And in this process of spiritual cultivation or spiritual building, we have to conquer our fleshly desire.
那么我们要建立教会的团契所要面对的就是弟兄姐妹当中的这些软弱的。
And this is the same when we are trying to rebuild this fellowship in church. We have to deal with the weaknesses of brothers and sisters.
所以说这个工程的确是很不容易。
And indeed, this is not an easy work to take on.
一个教会要能够里外都能够装饰整齐。
Therefore, for a church to be able to adorn herself inside and outside,
这两项的功夫我们都需要学习。
We have to learn how to do in this both area of work.
那我们大致上到第三章我们已经认识了重修城墙的这个工作面对的这些敌对的人到底是什么。
And in chapter 3, we've learned about the work of rebuilding the wall and who were the enemies.
第一位是参巴拉。
And the first enemy that they faced were Zambalat.
这个参巴拉是属血气的，所以他是他的特性就是大大发怒。
And Zambalat he represents a person who is ruled by flesh, and in other words, a person may be easily angered.
那所以这个在第二就是这个多比亚，多比亚是属于情欲的。
The second person is Tobia, and he's ruled by his desire.
那他是这个属情欲的。
And he's governed by his desire.
所以他就是要满足自己的这个利益。
And the person who is ruled by the desire, he seeks to satisfy his own benefit and profit.
看到有人为耶路撒冷求好处，他就生气了。
And if anybody seek for the good of Jerusalem, he will be upset.
那这个多比亚跟参巴拉几乎是连在一起。
And Zambalat and Tobia have the same kind of sinful nature.
因为我们看到有积善的出现。
Later on, we see the appearance of Gisham.
我们知道积善是亚拉伯人，他是属于仁义的。
And Gishams are the Arabs, and they belong to people ruled by their own human will.
今天来讲就是属于我们人的一种骄傲的心。
And today, when we belong to Gisham, that means we have pride in our heart.
那这三个敌人几乎就是今天就是我们灵修的最大的敌人。
And these are the three great enemy that were that are the greatest enemy to our spiritual cultivations.
也成为我们今天在教会里面要建立团契一直会碰到的这些这样的这个。
And these enemies are the enemies that we'll always face when we're trying to build our fellowship in church.
所以这三个几乎都是一直带头来破坏这个重修城墙的工作。
And Zambalat, Tobia, and Gisham, they are the three leaders that will lead in opposition to the rebuilding of the city wall.
那以后所跑出来的这些仇敌敌人都是这三个人去利用出来的。
And the rest of the enemies that would appear are all the enemies that were being led by these three leaders.
那最诡计最会利用人的利用这种软功夫的就是多比亚。
And one of the most cunning among the three of the leaders is Tobia.
这个多比亚就是肉体当中的情欲。
And Tobia represent fleshly desire.
他是很狡猾
and he is very cunning.
他善于利用种种的人
and he knows how to make use of people.
这个以后我们学下去就会看得清楚。
And if we continue to read, we will see him more and more.
现在我们从第四章里面，我们就会看到这三个人怎么样去利用其他的人来要对付这个犹大人。
In chapter 4, we'll see how these three leaders went ahead and give trouble to the Jews.
首先我们看到第四章。
Chapter 4.
这个第一段啊，第一段就是工作的一个开始。
Chapter 4 tells us the beginning of their work.
工作的第一个阶段呢，百姓是非常专心做工。
And the beginning of their work, the people, they worked very hard and they were very focused.
因为从第二章我们看到啊，尼希米激励他们，大家就很有信心，奋勇啊起来做工。
And we can see that Nehemiah were encouraging the people, and they worked very hard.
所以这个开始，哇，大家非常专心做工，所以这个工程进展得很快。
So in the beginning, when they started working, they're working very hard. The work was rapid.
这个一个工作的开始啊，大家都是很热心，所以这个。所以这个也是一个很正常的现象。
And we know that it's a natural thing when people are motivated in the beginning stage of the work.
但是一开工之后啊，哇，这些征战就来了。
And once they started their work, the opposition appeared.
我们看到第一节到第三节。
Chapter 4, verse 1 to 3.
这就是仇敌的这些攻击。
Here we see the opposition from the enemy.
那仇敌 是谁带头？就是参巴拉。
And who were the enemies? It was Sanballat who was a leader.
参巴拉就听见说我们修造城墙，就发怒，大大的恼恨。
Sanballat, when he heard that they were rebuilding the wall, he became very angry.
所以常常这个今后敌人常常就是带头的。
And therefore, we can see that this is the number one enemy that is leading.
所以在任何的情况下，血气一定先出现人的血气一定先出现。
And in all situations, there's always man's desire that would first appear.
只要怒气一上来呢，那就有事情了。
And if a person's emotions overtake him, then there will be problems that would arise.
然后在一个团体里面，只要一个人发怒，那就有事情了。
And in a fellowship, if there is a person who became angry, then there will be trouble.
他是很容易被发现的。
This is easy for you to realize.
因为血气一上来，人就变了，这个说话、动作、脸色都会改变。
You can realize a person's face, countenance will change if he's angry.
所以往往这个是带头出现的一个带我们这个。不管是灵修是团契上面呢，都是头一号出现的这个仇敌。
And therefore, Zambala, he is always the number one enemy that would take over us.
那我们看到他的特性就是发怒恼恨。
The characteristic of this enemy is anger.
用种种话来讥笑你。
And ridicule. He will use all kind of words to ridicule the Jews.
这个是他的攻击的武器。
And this is the weapon for his attack.
那看到第二节。
Verse 2.
他这个讥笑的话，他对弟兄们和撒玛利亚的军兵说，对他的那些同党的啦。
In the presence of his associates and the army of Samaria, he would say.
用很非常藐视讥笑的话。
And he would use words that are sarcastic.
说这些软弱的犹大人做什么呢？
And he said, what are those feeble Jews who doing?
要保护自己吗？
Are they trying to protect themselves?
要献祭吗？
Are they trying to offer sacrifices?
一日成功吗？
Will they try to finish in a day?
要用土堆，从土堆里拿出火烧的石头再立墙吗？
And can they build stones back to life from those heaps of rubbles?
一连串用这种怀疑的，怀疑的这种说这些犹大人能做什么？软弱的犹大能做什么呢？
So he posed lots of questions that served to ridicule the Jews.
他这个是已经用最厉害的这种藐视的话要来攻击就犹大人。
And this is his number one weapon, using word of sarcasm to ridicule the Jews.
那他的目的在哪里？
And what is the goal of this Jew, of this, this enemy?
这是第一句话。
It's in the first sentence.
说这一些软弱的犹大人做什么呢？
What are those weak Jews doing?
所以下面所攻击的那些话就是要让你软弱，你不可能的，你没有办法做这些事情的。
So in fact, all this question is posting is to weaken the Jews and ridiculing them that they were not able to do anything.
你能保护自己吗？你不能啊。
You are not able to even protect your own self.
你要想要拜神吗？你不能啊。
You think you're going to worship your God as you can.
你想要这个把这个墙造了起来，要成一点。一日成功吗？你不可能成功的。
And you think you're going to finish building this wall in a day, and you definitely can't do this.
你想要用这种土造的石头来造墙啊，这个没有用的了。
And it's useless for you to use those stones, bring those stones back to life.
哇，这个话很厉害，这个是攻心之计。
And these questions, these words are very powerful because all this word will attack them right into their heart.
这个很厉害，这个破坏你的信心了，那你就整个就完蛋了。
It will cause them to lose their faith.
好，那么他这种攻心之计啊，好，很厉害的，好像利剑一样砸进这些犹大人的这个心里头。
In fact, all these questions are like sword that will pierce right into the heart of the Jews.
那你看站在旁边的这个亚门人多比亚就出生了。
The next enemy, Tobiah the Ammonite, he was fanning the fire.
这个仇敌这两个人一唱一和，你看你就知道了。
So together with Zambalot, they were trying to destroy the Jews.
他说他们所造的石墙啊，就狐狸上去也会倒下来。
And he was adding to what Zambalot had said, the wall that they're building, even a fox climbing up will fall.
很毒，这两个人的。这样一唱一和啊，就是一直要把犹大人这种啊修造城墙的信心给完全彻底的把它破坏掉。
So all this verbal attack, are powerful enough to destroy their work in building the wall.
这个就是仇敌的第一个诡计。
So this is one, the first weapon the enemy used to attack people.
我们一定要慎防仇敌的这个诡计。
So we must be able to know the weapon of our enemy.
当我们想要发热心，我们要来为主做什么的时候。
So the time when we are zealous for the Lord and we want to do something for God.
我们很容易就听到另外的声音出来。
It is during this time that we'll hear someone else saying something.
当我们刚好立志要做什么，突然间就有软弱的那种相反的意念就跑出来。
Oftentimes is during the time when we're most zealous and we want to do something for the Lord, there will be an opposition from our mentality that comes in and attack us.
我们就要留意，这个就是参巴拉多比亚出来。
And when we have such a thought, we must be careful because this is a time when Zambalot or Tobia would appear.
想到软弱的一方面。
We'll think of the weak area.
我立志要做什么，可是可能吗？可能吗？可能吗？哇，这个很糟糕嘞。
Just when we are determined to do something, then we start to doubt. Is it possible? Will we be able to do it? Can we do it?
那个第一个从自己心里面跑出来。
This kind of thought will immediately come into our mind.
再来就会出现外来的声音。
And then it follows a voice from somewhere else.
当我们采取行动的时候呢？
The next step when we take action,
外来的声音会来了。
Then there will be voice coming from somewhere else.
我想要做什么吗？
And somebody will say, so you are trying to do something for God?
他能做什么吗？
What can you do?
会这样讲。
And somebody will say words like that.
或者讲来一些话会让我们听了感觉到灰心了。
So they will say something that causes us to lose faith or disappointed.
这是我们很谨慎、警醒、谨守、防备这样的一个攻击。
And this is the number one attack that we'll face. Therefore, we have to be very cautious.
如果没有防备一下就打进来，我们就会软弱下来。
And if we are not alert or watchful, we'll be easily destroyed by such an attack.
我们看一下这个。路加福音。
Let's turn the book of Luke.
路加福音第八章。
Luke chapter 8。
路加福音第八章。第八章第九，四十九节。
Verse 49, Luke chapter 8, verse 49.
这是一个管会堂的，他女儿生病快要死了，就去找耶稣来。
And here is a man, his name is Jairus. He is a synagogue ruler. His daughter is sick, is dying.
他是满怀信心的去赶快要带主耶稣到家里头来医治他女儿的病。
Here he was filled with much faith, hoping and waiting that Jesus will come to his house and heal his daughter.
但没想到耶稣到的时候。
However, little did he know when Jesus arrived.
那从管会堂的家里头啊，就有人出来啊，对他说。
There was somebody that came, from within the house of Jairus.
说你女儿死了，不用劳动夫子了。
This man said to Jairus that your daughter is dead. Don't even bother to teach her anymore.
你看这个话会造成什么结果？
And what do you think this sentence, this word will cause? What consequences will it bring?
死了，那绝望了。
So if a daughter is dead, then Jairus should be totally hopeless.
不必劳动夫先生了，没有用了。
And there's no need to bother Jesus anymore.
我们看主耶稣怎么样做。
Hearing this, let's see what Jesus said.
所以主耶稣听见的时候，立刻对他说：“不要怕。”
Jesus said to Jairus, "Don't be afraid. Just believe."
不要怕。
Do not be afraid. Just believe.
你的女儿必得救。
And your daughter will be healed.
所以呢，我们看主耶稣，他很快马上防备他。不被击倒啊！
And therefore we can see that
不要丧失信心。
Jesus, he was very quick to attack the enemy so that they would not lose faith.
不要因为这个话你害怕。
And do not be afraid just with that sentence.
不要丧失你的信心。
Do not lose your faith.
你的女儿就可以得救。
Don't be afraid, just believe, and your daughter will be safe.
虽然死了，还有希望。
Although she's dead, there's still hope.
这个就是主耶稣采取的方式。
And this is the way Jesus deal with the enemy.
种种因素会突然间哇，让我们软弱下来。
So sometimes there'll be many circumstances that cause us to be our faith to be weakened.
那这个时候啊，我们要知道怎么样防备不被击倒啊。
Therefore, at this point, we must know how we should deal with our enemy so that we will not be destroyed or defeated by our enemy.
保持信心。
We must hold on to our faith.
不要怕，只要信。
We must not be afraid. We must just believe.
那我们看回来这个尼希米记第四章。
Okay, let's turn back to the book of Nehemiah chapter 4.
这个尼希米第四章啊。
Nehemiah chapter 4.
看第四节。
Verse 4.
第四节我们看这个尼希米啊，他就是以信心呢、来抵挡他，来保守百姓的信心。
So here we can see, Nehemiah, he hold on to his faith.
就像主耶稣一样啊。
It's just like what Jesus had done.
只要信。
He told Jairus not to be afraid, just believe.
看到这个第四节，他说，尼希米马上就是呼求神，说我们的神啊，马上就呼求神。
So here we can see that Nehemiah immediately he called out to God, "Oh our God, hear us."
他们用这个这么毒的话来攻击的时候，尼希米不是去对付他们，不是用话去对付他们。
Although this enemy came with very poison attack, but Nehemiah he immediately seek to God.
他向神呼求。
He called out to God.
说我们的神啊。
And he said, "Oh, our God,
求你垂听
hear us."
所以不要忘记祷告来对付这种攻击。
Therefore, we must always use our prayer to God to face and deal with our enemy.
像彼得所说的，要对付我们的仇敌魔鬼啊，就是用坚固的信心抵挡他。
Therefore, like what Peter has said, in order to deal with our enemy, we have to use our very firm faith.
坚固的信心就是信靠神。
To have firm faith is to trust in God.
虽然这些人一直让我们想起我们的软弱。
Although all this enemy reminds us of our weaknesses.
一直要让我们软弱下来。
And always cause us to be weak.
但是我们会想到。
But always we must remember.
像主对保罗所说的话。
Like what the Lord has spoken to Paul.
我的能力在人的软弱上显得完全。
That my strength will be manifest in your weakness.
虽然我是软弱的，没有错。
Although I'm weak, that's true. I'm weak.
但是我信靠神。
But I must trust in God.
这个信心很重要。
This is a very important faith that you should have.
当时在那些仇敌的眼中看，这些犹大人实在太软弱了。
In the eyes of the enemy, these Jews, they are indeed very weak.
因为经常呢，他们要欺负，要怎么样就怎么样，他们没有抵挡的力量。
And they do not have any strength, to defeat themselves at that time.
仇敌啊，这个随时进来凌辱他们，然后又走了，对呀。
The enemy will come any time to mock at them and despise them, and then they will leave.
所以一点招架的力量都没有。
So they don't even have any strength to attack them, let alone defeating them.
所以这些仇敌把犹大人都看扁了。这个犹大人能做什么？
And therefore, these enemy they look down on the Jews and see that they cannot do anything.
没有错，在人看是软弱的，不能做什么。
It is true that in the eyes of people, these Jews are indeed very weak. They are not able to do anything.
但是今天我们不是靠自己。
But today, we are not depending ourselves.
你是你是靠着神，靠神的。
Nehemiah, he depend on God.
他是进食祷告，靠神回来的。
He is a man who fasted and prayed and depend on God.
现在这些百姓是靠神施恩的手起来工作的。
And these people, they depend on the gracious hand of God to work.
不是凭他们自己说哇，我们很有力能力也不是。
It is not through their own ability that they boast of.
所以你看尼希米，他就马上祷告。
And therefore, here Nehemiah immediately prayed to God.
求你垂听。
To ask God to hear and listen.
因为我们被藐视了。
For we are despised.
所以求神呢，向神祷告，呼求神。
So here we can see that he's praying to God and calling up to him.
这个就是靠信心来抵挡。
This is depending on faith to overcome the enemies.
今天我们也要懂得这样子。
Today this is what we do.
好，那个尼希米他的祷告。
So here we can see the prayer of Nehemiah.
他说求神垂听啊。
He asked God to have mercy and listen.
因为我们被藐视。
Because we are despised. Verse 4.
所以他求神呢，使他们的毁谤归于他们自己的头上。
He prayed to God to turn their insult back onto their own heads.
使他们在掳盗之地做猎物。
And give them over as plunder in this land of captivity.
不要因为啊，他们在修造的人眼前惹动你的怒气。
For they have thrown insult in the face of the builders.
于是你这个祷告。
This prayer of Nehemiah.
他说我们被藐视。
Started off saying that we are despised.
这种藐视甚至与神为敌。
This kind of despise meaning that this enemy are against God.
就是惹动神的怒气。
And they have caused the wrath of God, the anger of God.
这个祷告很简单。
This is a very simple prayer.
神对付他们。
So, is indeed asking God to
把仇敌交给神。
To face the enemy and giving God all this enemy into His hand.
这个祷告以外，他允许没有采取任何的行动。
Therefore, besides prayer, there's nothing they could do.
这个就坚固的信心去抵挡就可以了。
And the only need, to do is, the only thing they need to do is depend on their firm faith.
那么神呢，他就会去对付啊。
Then only God will deal with the enemy himself.
就保护啊，保护的这些百姓啊，不受影响。
He will protect his people.And not allow them to be harmed.
那么软弱的事情就归在他们的身上。
Anything that is weak will be turned onto this enemy themselves.
所以你看到最后，软弱的是谁
？So in the end, let's see who are the one that were weak.
到十五节这里我们就看见了。
And we can see that in verse 15.
这些仇敌就羞愧了。
The enemy were frustrated.
我们看一下，先看这个十五节。
Verse 15.
说这个仇敌看见我们，知道他们的心里，见神也破坏他们的计谋，就不来了。
So when the enemies they heard that we were aware of their plot and that God had frustrated it, they returned.
什么都不能做。
They couldn't do anything.
哎，结果这个话应验在他们身上。
And in fact, the prayer of Nehemiah had fulfilled unto the enemy.
所以反过来说，你们能做什么呢？
In other words, Nehemiah is questioning his enemy, "What can you do to us?"
所以尼希米他就是这个很重要了，以信心来抵挡这种仇敌的这种攻心之计。
So we can see that Nehemiah is using his faith to attack the enemy.
所以彼得说，我们用坚固的信心抵挡啊，那么神就会赐给我们啊力量。
Therefore, Peter said that we must use our firm faith to attack our enemy, and God will grant us strength.
我们看这个彼得前书第五章啊。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 5. First Peter chapter 5 verse 9 says, "Resist him, standing firm in faith."
看第十节。
Verse 10.
第十节说，那是诸般恩典的神啊，曾在基督里召你们得享他永远的荣耀。要等你们战受苦难之后，必要亲自成全你们，坚固你们，赐力量给你们。
Here it says that.And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, if you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast.
这个意思告诉我们说，我们的信心要坚固不摇动的话，那就没有问题了。
Here it tells us that as long as the faith is firm and steadfast, then we'll be okay.
神必是，必到时候神必亲自来成全我们，来坚固我们。是力量给我们。
Because the time will come where God will strengthen us and give us strength and make us strong.
不但能够保守自己，还能够成全神的这个工程。
Not only that we can maintain our faith, we can also fulfill the work of God.
所以现在我们要借着祷告来坚固。众弟兄姐妹的信心。
Therefore, today we need to have prayer to strengthen the faith of our fellow brothers and sisters.
我记得有一次碰到一件事情。
I remember once I met an incident.
我这个也是我第一次碰到。
And this was the first incident that I have ever met with.
那一天我领聚会的时候到最后结束的唱诗。
That was a time when I was leading the service, and after the service, at the end, I led the hymnal.
唱到第二节。
When we're singing the second verse,
突然有一个弟兄就一声就倒下去死掉了。
Suddenly, there was a brother, fell and he died.
哇，这个突然间这样呢，我吓到了。
And suddenly, when this thing happened in the chapel, I was shocked.
哇，弟兄，你们赶快看，一看，没有呼吸了，哇，整个身体像冰冷一样的。
So all the brothers and sisters went to this brother who had fallen and realized that he was not breathing and he was very cold.
哇，大家都慌起来了，有些他们家人就哭起来了这样。
And people started to panic. The family members of this brother started to cry.
我叫他应该都不知道了，整个人都冰凉了。
And everybody were calling out to his name. He couldn't.Here because he was dead.
在那个时候突然来，我就，哦，这个是实在是很意外，很突然的事。
At that time, it was quite a surprise, and I was very much in shock.
那么在那个时刻，我就有一个感觉。
At that point of time, I had a feeling.
上头来的能力。
And that was a strength that came from above.
突然就有一阵力量从上头下来。
That was a very strong power that came from above.
因为根本你不晓得该怎么办，这个事怎么办？
At that time, just when you don't know what to do.
但是那一股力量临到的时候，
just when the strength that comes from above,
整个身体热起来。
Your whole body was very warm.
我就看体验到这个彼得说，在公会的时候，彼得被圣灵充满，他就勇敢讲话。
And I started to remember how Peter, he was filled with the Holy Spirit, and he started to speak.
哎，那个力量下来，哦，变得很有信心了。
When that power came into my heart, I was filled with much faith.
马上就带着，不要怕。
Immediately I said, "Do not be afraid."
一起祷告。
Let us all pray together.
啊，大家都祷告。
So everybody knelt down and prayed.
祷告了大概有二十几分钟。
We prayed for about 20 minutes.
迫切祷告。
Everybody was praying earnestly, zealously.
每一个弟兄姊妹都同心迫切祷告。
Because everybody is still praying with one heart.
在我们在祷告的时候，外邦人看到天上有天使下来。
And just when we were praying, there was a Gentile outside. He saw an angel coming into our church.
就在那个时候，听到一个声，啊，一个声音出来。
And it was just at that time, when the angel came in, we heard a sound.
他开始又呼吸。
This brother who had been dead, he started to breathe.
他醒过来。
He was awakened.
但是呢，这个身体还是冰凉的。
However, his body was still cold.
没办法动。
He couldn't move.
所以要把他扶起来，放在这个板凳上面。
So we have to carry him and put him on the pew.
啊，经过了到一个小时，慢慢恢复啊，这个身体就恢复热起来，才可以。
So it was after an hour later, then his body become warm and got normal again.
这个事后越想越怕。
The more I thought about this, the more I was quite worried at that time.
在那个当时因为神的帮助，一点都不会惧怕。
However, because of the power of God, the help of God at that time, I was then not worried.
事后有时候想到，心里又怕一下，哇，这种事情真的是太，哦，很可怕的事情，突然间死掉这个。
So in fact, after the incident, I recall is in fact a very terrifying matter. How can a person just die suddenly?
所以我在想到主耶稣那个时候说。不要怕，只要信。
And immediately I remember what Jesus said, don't be afraid, just believe.
虽然我没有听到这个声音，但实际上主耶稣的声音就是这样下来告诉你说，不要怕，只要信。
Although I didn't hear this voice saying, don't be afraid, just believe, but it's like the Holy Spirit coming to my heart, telling me not to be afraid.
那一句话很有力量。
That word is very powerful.
所有弟兄姐妹马上得到这些同心祷告。
When I said, don't be afraid,All the brothers and sisters were filled with strength, and we all prayed in one accord.
那我自己没有，刚刚看不到我自己的这个脸部是怎么样。
Of course, at that time, I couldn't see my countenance.
但有一个姐妹她看到。
However, there was one sister that saw.
她就那个时候突然间好像看到，每次好像，哦，在。发光起来这样子。
There was a sister that said that it was almost at the point my face was shining.
哎，圣灵充满，发出这样的信心。
It was when the Holy Spirit fill you that you were filled with such a faith.
那个时候也是主耶稣亲自啊，来坚固我们信心，叫我们不要怕，就祷告得胜。
It was that point when Jesus want to strengthen our faith, tell us not to be afraid, and with that we can attack Satan.
是我在神学院的第一年，刚刚在神学院。
And that was the first year of my study in the theological college in Taiwan.
主耶稣也要借这个机会啊，让我学习这个信心的功夫。
And it's through that opportunity that our Lord Jesus want me to learn about the lesson on faith.
所以这个仇敌也是就是这样子，要吓我。
And therefore, sometimes the enemy is like this, they want to scare us.
这是魔鬼的诡计。
This is one of the weapon of Satan. Therefore, we have to be very firm in faith.
所以，因为你就是用以这个祷告来对付，就啊，那就没问题了。
And Nehemiah, he used some prayer to deal with the enemy.
所以就坚固众犹大人的这个信心。
And with his prayer, he was able to strengthen the faith of the Jews.
对，现在我们看第六节。
Verse 6.
说这样啊，我们修造城墙就都联络高至一半。
In verse 6, so we rebuilt the wall till all of it reached half of its height.
就工作没有受到影响。
And their work did not face any opposition.
就证明啊，信心没有动摇。
And this means that their faith was not shaken.
不但没有动摇。
Not only their faith was not shaken.
更坚定，更专心。
They were even more firm and focused in their work.
这个工作的进度啊，非常的快速。
And therefore, the process of the work was rapid.
哎，马上就高联络起来，再来高至一半。
Immediately, they were able to rebuild the wall till all of it reached its height, half of its height.
联络起来这句话很重要。
And when it says that all the wall was able to compact together, this is very important.
这个联络起来很重要。
When we are able to compact together, this is very important.
然后向上面向高的来发展。
It is only when the wall can be compact together, then it can build its height.
这个是一个顺序。
This is a process.
如果还没有联络起来，一直往高处建造啊，有危险性。
If the wall is not compact together and its foundations, then there will be problem and danger later on when you're trying to build on its height.
那真的是狐狸跳上去就会倒下来啊。
And indeed, any fox will climb up and it will fall.
因为我在这一段，我就旁边左边都没有联络，那就一直高，很危险，真的狐狸跳上去倒下去了。
And if the wall is not compact together, anytime the fox will climb up, then the wall will be broken down into stones.
但是呢，做第一层的时候就联络起来了，第二层联络起来了，第三层联络起来了，第四层联络起来了。
However,
很坚固的。
If it is in the first layer, you compact the wall together, and second layer, third layer, and if you keep working this way, then you will have a height that is very firm and stable.
这样就让我们知道啊。团契的工作很重要。
Therefore, we can see that the work of fellowship is very important.
都要大家联络起来，能够同心，没有谁能来破坏我们的。
And all the members have to compact together, and nobody will then destroy us.
所以呢，大家要重视联络。你看那个使徒时代的一个教会，你看大家彼此交接，一受洗了，好像就接在一起，连在一起。
And we see that in the time of apostle, immediately when a person is baptized, they will commune with one another. They have a very strong fellowship.
天天同心合一，在店里，在家里。
And daily they would have fellowship at church, at home.
所以得到众民的喜爱，神天天把得救人加给他们。
And with that, God continues to add more people to be saved. To them.
连起来之后，天天增加，天天增加。
After when they were able to commune together, their membership increased.
你看，使徒就是这样的，他跟神这边是一样的。
And this is the same for the apostle, how they built their fellowship.
所以今天呢，在教会里面，我们负责人就是很重要，就联络的工作要做好。
Therefore, today in church, it's very important. The leaders have to know how to connect all the members together.
我们负责人只要能够把众弟兄姐妹家，大家能联络得很好，大家能够很同心哦，不用担心，一定向上发展，这个圣工一定会发展。
And if the leaders of the church were able to unite the members together in one heart, then we'll not be worried about the holy work in the church because it will surely prosper.
如果没有联络起来。
If the members are not united together,
只有一部分的人在那里一直热心热到很高，一定会倒的。
And if there's only just one group of people who are showing their zealousness and they keep building themselves up, it will surely fall.
这种现象啊，我们在教会你看，一定会就是这样子。
And this is a kind of a scenario that we can see that happen in our church quite often.
如果先联络起来。
However, if the members were able to unite together,
就很坚固
then it will be very firm.
一直向上
then we can continue to build its height.
很快高了一半了
and very quickly, it will reach its half of its height.
所以说呢，这一项工作啊，我们要学习
Therefore, we have to learn this work of building.
在教会里面这种团契的工作呢，一定要重视。
We have to emphasize on fellowship in church.
千万不要分门别类。
We should not segregate ourselves into little clique.
我们看一下这个哥林多前书第十二章。
Let's turn to the book of Corinthians, First Corinthians.
哥林多前书第十二章。
Verse 12, chapter 12.
我们看到从第二十二节看
Verse 22
说不但如此身上肢体人以为软弱的更是不可少的身上肢体我们看为不体面的越发给它加上体面不俊美的越发得着俊美
我们俊美的肢体自然用不着装饰，但是神搭配这个身子，把加倍的体面加给那缺欠的肢体，免得身上分门别类，总要肢体彼此相顾。好，这段呢就是在教训这个哥林多教会。
Here is a teaching to the Corinthian church.
哥林多教会每个人第一个标榜自己的恩赐。
We know one of the weaknesses of this church is that everybody is trying to show off their own talent.
所以这个不同的恩赐是连不起来。
And because each person is trying to show their own talent, then they cannot unite together.
好，那么还要发生这种彼此嫉妒啊、纷争的事情。
Not only they try to boast about themselves, there was jealousy and there was dissension and segregations.
所以这个哥林多教是完全没有团体的教会。
As a church with no unity at all.
那这样怎么这个怎么可能？这种教会你看怎么能荣耀神
？And if this is what's happening in the church, then there's no way that this church can glorify God.
他们就是这样，所以保罗在告诉他们。
Therefore, here Paul he told these members in Corinth.
不要说哇，我的恩赐最大，我就藐视那些啊其他的人。
You shouldn't say that of the greatest talent and with that you look down on someone who's weaker.
那个肢体那个软弱的呢，就更不可少的，要加倍照顾他，给他加倍的这个体面。
The contrary, those part of the body that seem to be weaker are the most needed one, indispensable.
不能忽略任何一个肢体，不能够去轻视任何一个肢体。
And you should not look down on any part of the body.
越是叫人软弱的，人家看不起的那种啊，那我们在教会里面就特别要去看重他，而去照顾他。
And we think that any part that's less honorable, we must treat that part with special honor.
只要身体这个软弱的肢体得到很好的照顾，全身体啊就完全。
And if the weakest part of the body has been taken good care of, then its whole body is complete.
那有这样的这样的爱的联系啊，就不会产生分门别类的。
And then if there's this love that unites this whole body, then there will not have any segregations or division.
你这属于谁的？这就是属于谁的
？And there won't be things happening where this group of people will belong to this and that group of people will belong to that.
不会有这种现象的。
This would not happen in the church.
都是一个身体，肢体都彼此相顾。
Because it's one body and all the members of the body take care of each other.
这就是联络起来了。
And this is how we unite together in a fellowship.
每一块石头都是相连的，都是相连的。
Every stone on the wall connect together with each other.
那你看看我们这个房子，每一个建造这个石头啊，砖头啊，都是相连的，没有两个不相连的。
And if we look at this house, how this house is built, we see that on the wall that this rock or the stones that all closely unite to each other.
因为这种爱的彼此相连呢、啊，它就很坚固。
And if there's love that unite the people, then it will be very firm.
所以这种团契就是彼此相爱，就是主耶稣的命令啊，我们要这样用爱联系起来，团结起来。
Therefore, one commandment of the Lord Jesus is love one another, and we need to have this kind of love in the fellowship.
看回来这个尼希米记。
Let's turn back to Nehemiah.
接下来我们看到啊，他的第一阶段的工程很快速啊，第一阶段那个信心的得胜。
So we can see that the first stage of their work is quite successful, and their faith, they have victory in their faith.
当工程已经完成一半的时候
，When they are in a halfway through their building,
哇，这个时候仇敌要着急了。
This time the enemy they were panicking.
就快要成功了。
Because they saw that the Jews were almost successful.
所以我们发现就是仇敌啊，我采取这个更这个激烈的这种手段呢、啊，要来破坏。
So all the more, this enemy was trying to take ways that's even more powerful to destroy the enemies, to destroy the Jews.
第七节
，Verse 7。
这个参巴拉拉、多比亚、亚门人呢、啊， 亚拉伯人就积善了，亚门人呢，亚斯图人呢，就听见修造耶路撒冷城墙着手进行堵塞破裂的地方，就甚发怒。
In verse 7, it says this enemy, when he heard that the repairs of Jerusalem wall had gone ahead, and the gap were being closed, they were very angry.
哦，现在所有的敌人联络起来了。
So now all the enemy plotted together.
哦，那在这里又加上一个亚斯图人呢。
So in verse 7, we see that, they plotted together with men of Ashdod.
这个亚斯图人是他们的打手。
And Ashdod is one of the fighting men.
就是打到去突击，去突击。
And they want this fighting men to go fight against Jerusalem and stir up trouble.
找机会啊，要进攻，要去突击这个耶路撒冷。
And in verse 8, they plotted together and want to find opportunity to destroy and fight against Jerusalem.
第八节啊，说大家同谋要攻击耶路撒冷。
They want to fight against Jerusalem.
现在目的何在
？And what is their purpose？
要使城内扰乱。
Their purpose is to stir up trouble against it。
哇，这一步更厉害。
You see that this this tactic the enemy are using is even more powerful。
开始的是要让你软弱，失去信心。
In the beginning, what the enemy was trying to do is cause them to be weakened in their faith。
现在借着祷告，信心是保住了。
And now that with the prayer of the people, they had hold on to their faith.
那么你信心保住没有关系，我现在要让你扰乱。
Now that when the enemy see that they were able to hold on to their faith, then what they want to do is to cause trouble.
让你这个有信心的跟有信心的彼此来扰乱。
And what they want to do is to cause the people to fight among themselves.
让你不能同心。
So that they will have no unity.
像哥林多教会这样子。
Just like the Corinthian church.
中了魔鬼的诡计。
And they all had fallen into a trap of Satan.
大家都很热心，但是大家互相攻击。
Although everyone was zealous, but they were all attacking one another.
所以这一步我们更要去提防。
Therefore, this is something that we have to be careful of in church.
撒旦会利用机会。
Satan will
攻击我们，目的是要什么？你去扰乱，你们自己去打架。
And Satan will tickle an opportunity for us to fight among ourselves.
这个很毒啊，这个。
This is a very poison tactic they are using.
所以在制造这种纷争啊，这个是神最厌恶的事情。
And anyone who would create any dissension in this church is what God detested against.
那魔鬼往往就会利用这个教会里面一些可以利用的人啊。来制造这种事情。
And a lot of time, Satan like to make use of some people in the church to create dissension.
我们知道这个是攻击耶路撒冷。
And we must know that, this is the way they would attack Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷就是神的教会啊。
And we know that Jerusalem is the church of God.
所以那一种人这样做就是在攻击神的教会。
And if anyone would do this, then this person is attacking the church of God.
他们自己不知道，他们在做魔鬼的工作。
These people they do not know because they are being made use by Satan.
但是呢，我们警醒的人呢，就要防备了。
But for us, when we are watchful, we must be able to defend them.
因为这一步很厉害，这一步如果说没有防备好，那整个这个工程就完蛋了。
If we do not defend ourselves against this enemy, then this whole project will collapse.
好，那现在我们要看尼希米怎么样来对付。
Let's see what Nehemiah do to deal with his enemy who is trying to cause trouble.
我们看第九节。
Verse 9.
第九节就是这里说，然而我们祷告我们的神。
Verse 9. But we prayed to our God.
这一句话说我们。祷告我们的神。
Here it says that we prayed to our God.
在第一个阶段的时候，好像是尼希米啊，他的一个即时的祷告。
In the first stage, we see how Nehemiah he prayed to God.
来保住啊犹大人的信心。
To hold on to the faith of the Jews.
那这个时候啊，哇，看到这样子，不是他一个人祷告可以的。
But now, he cannot pray alone anymore.
现在要带领大家一起来祷告。
He has to pray with the rest of the people.
所以你看，民数记第一个带领大家一起同心祷告。
And in verse 9, we see how Nehemiah, he prayed together with the rest of the people.
所以今天我们负责人，我们这个一定要学习啊。
And this is something that the board members have to remember and to learn from.
用我们自己的信心来帮助保守弟兄姐妹的信心。
In the beginning, that we can use our own faith to help the faith of our brothers and sisters.
那接下来呢，就要带领大家一起同心合意的祷告。
However, later when there are more enemies, then we must be able to lead the rest of people to pray together.
因为仇敌已经联合起来啊，要来攻击我们。
Because the enemy had already united themselves together to attack us.
那我们不联合起来怎么可以？
And if we do not unite together, then we cannot defend ourselves against our enemy.
要带领大家一起祷告我们的神。
And therefore, it's important that we must be able to lead the rest of people together and pray to God.
我们看到《使徒行传》第四章。
Let's turn to first.
使徒行传第四章。
Sorry, let's turn to Book of Acts.
这个第四章我们看到当时使徒的教会就是这样。
Acts chapter 4. And this was what happened in the church at that time.
到第四章啊，这个使徒彼得、约翰他们被抓去啊，被这个审问。
In chapter 4, we see that Peter, he was being arrested and was being put on trial before the Sanhedrin.
你看看这个阻挡啊，已经是开始抓人了。
We see that the persecution started when they started to go around arresting anyone who preached.
哇，这个逼迫啊，很大。
It was a great persecution.
那怎么办呢？
What should they do?
所以你看23节啊，这个两个人彼得约翰回去啊，就去到会友那边去报告。
So verse 23, you see that Peter and John, when they went back to their own people, they reported all this thing that had happened to them.
把这个祭司长和长老所说的话就告诉他们。
And they reported all the chief priest and the elder had said to them.
所以带领大家，他们听了之后就同心合意，高声向神祷告了。
In 24, when they heard this, what they have said, they immediately raised their voice together in prayer to God.
就这两个使徒啊，带领全体会友一起同心合意祷告。
Here we see Peter and John. He led the rest of the members in church to pray to God.
好，看到31节。
Verse 31.
说祷告完了，聚会的地方震动。
And after when they pray, the place where they were meeting together was shaken.
他们都被圣灵充满，放胆讲论神的道。
And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly.
胜过了这个公会的这种。
And they had victory over the danger that posed by the Sanhedrin. So today we must know how to deal with the attack from Satan. Let's take a break.